And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
No, Mr. President. Ask what you can do for your church.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins, your dose of spiritual supplements from A to Z. Catholic Vitamins, specially formulated to help you achieve optimum spiritual health. It's time to energize your faith, forget what lies behind, and press on toward the goal.
We've already won.
Here are your hosts for Catholic Vitamins, Deacon Tom Fox and his lovely wife, Dee.
Hi, everyone. Deacon Tom here, riding solo for a while. Dear wife, Dee, is down at the Phoenix Catholic Women's Conference. Two carloads of women left from our parish early this morning, 0:30, and drove down to Phoenix. They'll be attending a wonderful conference, and I know there's good speakers lined up, and Mass and confessions and adoration time, so Dee should come back fully nurtured with God's grace, and I've been praying for her safe transit. I know she's down there already. I got a text from her to that effect, and before we wrap up the show, we may yet get to hear from Dee. I hope she can get in before we close the show. Sorry for my voice today. I'm kind of struggling, but please bear with me. So this is Catholic Vitamin V for vibrant. I know my voice doesn't sound vibrant, but our guest is vibrant. Her name is Ann DeSantis, an absolutely wonderful lady that I discovered a while back, and I have an odd connection to the name DeSantis, which will present itself at the beginning of the interview. But Anne has got some wonderful things to share and to nourish our faith from A to Z. That's what we're all about. This is show number 415. Can you imagine that on the World Wide Web? Show number 415 for Tom and Dee, and on our Catholic radio station, I believe we're up to 61, if I remember correctly. I know I've got the number here someplace. Yep, show number 61. And it is a joy to continue doing Catholic Vitamins. I've got a lot of feedback and things to share on this show. For example, I heard from a delightful author and speaker. Her name is Christine Watkins. And if you've been with Catholic Vitamins for a while, you know that Christine has been a guest on the show. We interviewed her years ago. And about, a year plus ago, she referred us to get in contact with a lady named Patricia Sandoval, who had come out with a book, Transfigured, that she did with Christine Watkins. And Christine Watkins says, "Dear Deacon, I forgot to say thank you for helping to get the word out about Patricia Sandoval's story, which is changing people's minds left and right about the issue of abortion. With what just happened in New York, the need is so acute." So Christine is not referring to my work a year ago with Patricia Sandoval. She's talking about recently us promoting the book Transfigured again. This is a wonderful book. It's in the St. Philip the Apostle Parish Library. It's called Transfigured, Patricia Sandoval's Escape from Drugs, Homelessness, and the Back Doors of Planned Parenthood. So we interviewed Patricia Sandoval. I wouldn't mind replaying that interview sometime on Catholic Vitamins. It was so powerful. And she went from being a cultural Catholic, if you will, to getting involved in pregnancy, three abortions, drugs, actually winding up on the streets, and then having a powerful, powerful conversion that came about from a non-Catholic Christian who started to love on Patricia Sandoval a little bit and bought her a meal. So it's a wonderful story and a wonderful transformation by God's grace. And so we're happy to promote that again. And I have that on my bookshelf. I'm not going to let this copy go. So I heard from Christine Watkins. And after our first break, I'm going to read a long email that I received from a longtime listener, Imad Aboud, who is in the United Arab Emirates. And I know you'll want to hear this, so stay tuned.
Oh, gently lay your head upon my chest, and I will comfort you like a mother while you rest. The tide can change so fast, but I will stay the same through the past, the same in the future, the same today.
Lovely voice was the voice of Gretchen Harris, a previous guest on Catholic Vitamins. She's the person behind, what, about 7 different CDs. She sings of the Blessed Virgin a lot. She does CDs on the Rosary. She's been on EWTN, and as I said, she's been a guest on Catholic Vitamins. And we're continuing for a little while longer to go through our list of music stars, if you will, who have been kind enough to come on Catholic Vitamins. So, I mentioned Dr. Imad Aboud. He has been a longtime listener and friend of Catholic Vitamins. If you've been with us for 4, 5, 6 years, you may have heard his name mentioned many times. He has shared some encouragement for our work, and we have prayed for some prayer intentions that he's given to us, and he was kind enough to support our startup of our Catholic radio station. But I reached out to him when I heard that the Holy Father had visited the United Arab Emirates, and isn't it a marvel that technology has allowed us to be in contact with the world, even our little Catholic Vitamins podcast. So I got this email back from Dr. Imad, and I'd like to share this with you. Dear Deacon Tom, thank you for your message and for asking my impressions about the visit of Pope Francis to Abu Dhabi. I actually was planning on writing to you as soon as we reached the weekend. I attended with my wife the public mass by the Pope on Tuesday, the 5th of February, and it was an overwhelming experience. There is so much to say about this visit that it is difficult to decide where to start. This is the first visit by a pope to the Arabian Peninsula. This is the fruit of so many prayers, sacrifices, and patient diplomacy. I have been in Abu Dhabi for 5 years, before which I was in Saudi Arabia for 22 years. During those years, I lived the Church of the Catacombs, with every celebration done in total clandestiny. So attending a Mass with the Pope on the Arabia Peninsula meant so much to us. The other dimension of this visit is the participation of the Pope in the Conference on Human Fraternity, which culminated in the Pope and the Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, the highest authority in the Sunni world, although not like the Vatican for us Catholics, co-signing a beautiful document which should tell everyone that we are made to live together, respect each other, and love each other. Excuse me. The Mass itself was in an open stadium attended by 135,000 faithful It was completely full. The setup and the order were beautiful. A nice thing was seeing some Muslim Emirati volunteers assisting people in finding their seats. The Mass was scheduled to start at 10:30 a.m. We all had to start heading to the stadium between 1 and 5 a.m. We personally were on our way at 3 a.m. Large masses of people, obviously lacking some sleep, but so motivated by the fact that we are heading for a Mass with the Holy Father, a dream come true. We are all expatriates from all over the world, with a predominance of Filipinos and Indians, but also people from all countries in the world, a true embodiment of the body of Christ, the Universal Church. When the Holy Father came in the stadium, the enthusiasm of the crowd was incredible, with everyone screaming, "Pope Francis, we love you. Pope Francis, we love you." The Mass itself, with the beautiful altar, the presence of the Pope and the impressive choir, and all the faithful worshiping, were really a taste of heaven. Amen, Doctor. Amen. The visit was not a long one by number of hours, a total of 36 hours, but it has irreversibly changed the reality of the Catholic Church in the Arabian Peninsula. I would be incomplete if I didn't give the necessary credit to the rulers of the United Arab Emirates for their open-minded and their generosity in inviting Pope Francis and organizing this incredible event. Please keep the Catholics here in your prayers. Well, we pray for the worldwide church, but having heard from you on our little podcast, Catholic Vitamins, we encourage our listeners to pray for all the Catholics in the United Arab Emirates and for an increase in the love and fraternity of Christ. Thank you, Dr. Imad, and we'll be back.
Howdy, folks. This is Jimmy Akin of the Jimmy Akin Podcast, and you're being fortified with your regular dose of Catholic vitamins. But wait, there's more.
My 7-year-old girl asked me recently, "Daddy, why does the devil hate us?" I thought of the simplest answer I could give. "Because he hates God, and we look like God." Her face lit up. "Wow, we look like God?" And as she said those words, I realized, whoa, we look like God. Look, we're made in the image and likeness of God. How many times have I heard that or said it? But seeing that reality through the eyes of my child reminded me just how profound it is. When Adam first laid eyes on another human being, her deep, intelligent eyes, walking upright with gentle grace and a dignity that said, "I'm master over all this creation." And he may have been tempted to bow down and worship. As the psalmist said, "You've made us little less than a god." You've probably been amazed at mountains, oceans, and stars, but what about you? Stop for a minute today and marvel at the wonder of you. I'm sure God does. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Next up on Catholic Vitamins, I'm on the phone with Ann DeSantis. Now, Ann doesn't know how I'm going to start our time together, but one of the longest names in our family history of friends, baptismal sponsors, loving, caring people that we've known for years and years and years, has been the DeSantis family in the Maryland area outside of Washington, D.C. And some time ago when I saw Ann's name and connected with her, I think on Facebook first and a few other ways, I was always oriented towards smiling when I saw her name, and I know that she's active in her area of evangelization and ministry. We'll get into that in a little bit. And welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
Thank you so much, Deacon Tom. It's such a pleasure to be here today with you.
Thank you. What a gift to our listeners, for sure. You're in Philadelphia. I'm in Arizona. How's your weather today?
Actually, for this area, we're having good weather today. We're on February 4th. It is probably in the 40s, and I know that might sound freezing to you, but for us at this time of year, it's not so bad.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah.
Ann, I know nothing about your early years, and I don't know if you wore pigtails when you were growing up, but could you talk about your early years, your family of origin, and was there any faith in your early years?
Thank you so much for asking. Yes, I am one of five children. And yes, once in a while I would work, as you said, ponytails, pigtails. I'm a redhead. I had red hair and freckles growing up. Now I'm a mom of in my 50s, in my mid-50s. And so growing up, I was one of five children. I was the oldest of, we had three girls, two boys. I was raised Catholic and was a person who did, a family who did attend Mass. My parents did divorce when I was a child. So it's funny that as we get into discussing this ministry that we'll be talking about on the call, not that I chose this, but the ministry itself is to divorced and separated Catholics. So I know we'll talk about that. But like I said, that wasn't something that I chose because it was a part of the foundation that just came about. So so yes, I am thankful for my faith. I was a little bit lukewarm, I would say, in my teen years. And I had a very difficult situation after I had my second child where I had a heart condition. And unfortunately, I was pretty sick with that. And what really brought me back to much deeper faith was I had gotten the sacrament of the sick. And from that point, it really changed my life because not only was I healed physically, but I was healed emotionally, spiritually, and just about in every way. So the sacrament of the sick was a gateway for me to deeper faith in my adult life.
Wow, what a gift. How beautiful. How absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
So what age roughly were you when this happened?
I was in my early 30s, 33, 34. So I would say mid-30s when that happened with a heart condition.
Okay.
But happy to say that's been 20 years. The anniversary is coming up, and I am still healthy as ever. So I thank God every day that I was able to stay healthy, and the Lord cured me. So,
yeah, let's go back.
Really, all the Lord. I give Him all complete credit. You know, they say, of course, you know, doctors or whoever, but the way that things happen, if I really got into that story, it was definitely the sacrament of the sick and our Savior that cured me from that disease.
Praise.
So I'm very thankful for that every single day of my life.
Praise God, for sure. Let's go back, if we may, you were in your teen years. You said that you went through a lukewarm period. How were the years after, say, as you left the teen years and got into your 20s, what were you doing?
Yeah. Well, I met my husband, his name's Angelo. You were mentioning DeSantis. I don't think he's any relation to the people that you know in Maryland. Most of his relatives are from this area, or closer to where I live. So we met when I was a late teen. We got married when I was married to him at 24. And my 20s were kind of, just like some of the young people today. I was living my life. I was working a lot. And my husband and I were at a stage in our lives, in our 20s, when I think at the beginning of our marriage, we were pretty gung-ho on our faith. I guess a few years in, we both became lukewarm in our 20s. And this thing that happened with me with the heart condition, I think it really slowed us both down, and it brought us both closer to God. He saw the miracle there of what happened, and happy to say it's changed our lives forever and brought us both to much deeper prayer life, the sacraments. One way that I feel close to God is receiving the Eucharist daily, and that makes a difference for me every single day of my life and prayer. And the Holy Rosary, of course.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling you before we started our recorded time together that I have developed some of your bio material to be ready, try to be ready for our time together. And it says that you were involved in acting and modeling, and that you've done TV work, national and local TV commercials. You want to talk about that a little bit and when that was or
sure,
is?
Sure, sure. I'd be happy to. So here, I'll just back up a little bit. Is that so? After I had the heart condition when I was in my 30s and my faith was revived, I made a decision. I have two daughters that I wanted to homeschool. So if any of your listeners are out there, maybe young mothers who are considering that, it worked out wonderfully. I wound up homeschooling my two daughters, doing, you know, Catholic homeschooling all the way through 12 years for both of them. Now they're both in college.
Wonderful.
So doing very well. My one daughter is a theology major. So I guess it was about 5 or so years ago that decided to, someone had given me some encouragement for getting involved in commercials and modeling in my area. I had no plans on any type of wanting to make it big, as they say, in the acting world, but just something to do sort of part-time. And I did find through the agency that I work for, have been able to get some work doing background work, doing some advertising for TV commercials, for print ads, for internet ads. And it's just something that I do sort of on the side. For any of your listeners out there and to know what QVC is, which is like a shopping network online.
Sure, sure.
I've done some skincare progressionals where sort of before and after shots with using specific skincare products, doing those kinds of things. I've done about 15 or 20 of those. And my latest thing is that in the last few months, I actually now have my own TV show. My show is called The Positive Side, and it's on rvntv.tv. It's an internet show. It's not a regular cable program. And it's a half-an-hour program where the focus is people who are doing good things, positive lives, with stories to share. Sometimes it's somebody who has a foundation or a charity, or they're doing some type of great work to help others. I've had some priests on, Catholic priests. I've had many Catholics and, you know, just people who have something to share. The network is not Catholic. It's not an EWTN. It's not a Holy Spirit radio or anything like that. It is a secular TV show, secular network, but they know that I'm Catholic. That shines through with everything that I do. And all the guests that I have on there are people who are doing great things, whether they're Catholics, Christians, or just people who have done good, wonderful things to help others. So that's what I've done with my TV sort of commercial work in the last few years.
Let's interrupt and give the address for how someone can find you and your program, please.
Oh, sure, sure. It's if you go on your computer, it's the website is rvntv.tv. So it's www.rvntv.tv. And that's the website where the TV show is. It's under inspirational shows, and it's called The Positive Side. So if you look, they have all kinds of shows. We have sports shows. We have business shows. We have mom and child shows, lots of different variety shows. So you have to look under inspirational and you'll find The Positive Side, and you can click on any of the shows and watch them. And also I have them on my own personal YouTube channel, some of them. And, I'm going to give you the YouTube channel both for the foundation that I work for and for my own personal. My personal is Ann DeSantis. ANNEDESANTIS. That's a YouTube channel. I have some of my shows there. And we also have great YouTube channel for the foundation that I work for, that I'm the director for. And that's, Philly Mercedarian is our YouTube. Philly, like in Philadelphia, Mercedarian, Mercedarian. And that's a religious order, Mercedarian. So, Silly Mercedarian YouTube channel.
Okay, well, we'll put that for sure in our show notes on the face page for the show. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll help people if they are not able to. Somebody's probably driving in their car or they're exercising and they're not able to take down the information. So we'll give them a place to recover on that. So I'm interested in your TV show. I'll ask this, although I think I know the answer, but there's no cost for anybody to watch this, is there?
Oh, no, it's free. Yeah.
Okay. It's free. And you're on what day of the week or how often are you on?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's Fridays at 12:30, and then I have a 1 p.m. show, too. So it's 12:30 and 1 p.m. Eastern time. So for you, that would be your Arizona, so your Mountain Time?
Mountain Time right now, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're 2 hours ahead of you.
Right.
So, so yeah, Eastern time. But you can watch the past episodes; they're all on there. I mean, if they looked at it now, they went on rvntv.tv, inspirational shows, the positive side. You can look at some of the shows right there that are, you know, previously recorded shows. I think I have about 19 of them right now, 18 or 19.
Do you want to just pick one or two shows that you've done that you enjoyed, and who the guest was, so that it'll give a flavor for what you do?
Yes. I mean, well, since we're speaking here to a Catholic audience, I had a recent show with the vocation director in the archdiocese that I live in. I live in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, and I had Father Stephen DeLacy. He is the vocation director for the archdiocese at our seminary. Our seminary here is St. Charles Seminary, and our archbishop is Charles Chaput, which I'm sure some of your listeners know who he is. And he came on and had a great show weeks back. So I would say definitely that's a good one. I'm trying to think. I know that I had a lady by the name of Magdalene Riggins. And that's also one that might be of interest. She's the campus minister at DeSales University. And we had a really great talk that day. She is the campus minister where my daughter goes to college, and it's a wonderful Salesian school where the priests, they're the Salesian religious order, which is, you know, St. Francis de Sales. I'm sure that you know who he is.
Sure.
And that's their patron saint of the school. It's a wonderful college in, or I should say university, close to Allentown, Pennsylvania, which Allentown is north and west outside of Philadelphia.
And
that would be another one. There's all of my guests have been wonderful. So if anybody's listening, they're all great shows. I just gave you a couple.
Sure.
Father Stephen DeLacy and Magdalene Riggins are two great guests that your listeners, you know, the Catholic audience here, would probably really enjoy those two programs.
Well, I didn't have a chance to brief you on this in any of our setup communications before we started our show together, but I was ordained by Archbishop Charles Chaput when I was in Denver, and I just think he's an absolutely awesome shepherd. I love him dearly, and I think you're very blessed to have him there, although I know he's had some tough work to do.
Yes, and also physically, I know that he's had difficulties as well with his knees. And I know that my husband was saying to me recently, he heard somewhere that he may be retiring at some point. He is at that age now already, if you can believe it.
Sure.
So, who knows what'll happen there, who will get next, but we keep him in our prayers. He is a wonderful archbishop. Philadelphia is very blessed.
Well, Ann DeSantis, we've talked about your growing up years a bit. We've talked about your teen years and about getting married, you and your husband, and about your TV work and your commercials. And one of the reasons that I wanted to spend our time together was because of this foundation that you are involved in. And I must say that the name is a little unusual. We'll have to capture it but I know you'll help us to understand it and remember it. So first of all, what is the foundation? How did you get started with it, and what do you do?
Well, as I told you the story about my heart condition and how the Lord, you know, literally gave me the sacrament of the sick and healed me, I look up in the sky and I know in my heart that the Mercedarian religious order was put in my path for a reason. It's a wonderful religious order. I was on a search for a new spiritual director. This was back in 2012. I had two spiritual directors die within a year. They both had cancer. One was a sister, the other one was a priest. And, you know, I've always been in spiritual direction, I would say, since, I don't know, probably the last 15 years. And so looking for a new spiritual director, I was making some phone calls in my area, asking people, who do I go to? Well, I couldn't find anybody from referrals. I had a little directory of the different monasteries in the area, and I just made a random phone call. I made a random phone call and talked to somebody there who was a brother at the time. He was studying to become a priest. His name is Father Daniel Bowen. Hello, Father, if you're listening. And he introduced me to the religious order, introduced me to another priest who became my spiritual director. It's Father Matthew Phelan. If he's listening, hello. And he's up in Leroy, New York, which is Western New York. He's a pastor there now. And I was introduced to the order. And on top of that, it was kind of a difficult time. We all have difficult family issues that happen in life. And one of my kids was going through some problems. And, you know, that was at a time that, you know, I needed some support, not only spiritually, but even just spiritual direction with what was happening with the family and such. So that was so helpful and wonderful. I then became a member of their Third Order of Mercy. The Third Order meaning lay persons who can become more active in the order itself in a prayerful way, but also in ministry to outreach and, you know, specific, you know, living a life of prayer. I'm sure that some of your listeners are familiar with becoming, say, like a Third Order Carmelite or a Third Order Franciscan or whatever. This is being a Third Order Mercedarian. And so that's what I am.
And I'm sorry to interrupt. I was writing notes. And what is the charism or the main focus of the Mercedarian religious order?
Oh, thank you for asking. The main focus of the Mercedarian religious order, they have their four vows: poverty, chastity, obedience. And their fourth vow is the willingness to give their lives to those who are in danger of losing their faith. And they take that very seriously. They've been around for 800 years. In fact, they just had their anniversary this past year was 800 years. They're rooted in Barcelona, Spain, by their founder, St. Peter Nolasco. And part of becoming a Third Order member is, of course, learning about the different saints in the order. And if anybody's listening, I would suggest going on their website to orderofmercy.org and learning about the order, especially if there's somebody listening who's thinking about religious life. This is a very special order, and I would definitely suggest coming and visiting Philadelphia to our monastery there, the Monastery of Our Lady of Mercy, and learning about the Mercedarians. Their habit looks similar to the Dominicans, which is the white. They wear the white habits with, you know, the belt that goes around kind of thing.
Right.
So that it's just wonderful. So orderofmercy.org, you can learn about the saints. You can learn about all the friars. We're in four parts of the country here. We're in headquartered in Philadelphia. We are Our Lady of Lourdes Parish. The pastor is Father Michael Rock, wonderful pastor, 63rd and Lancaster Avenue. We are also at St. Rocco's Parish in Cleveland, Ohio, with Father James Mayer. We have Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish, also in Cleveland, with Father Joseph Eddy. And we have Leroy, New York, and Virgin, New York, Father Matthew Phelan. And we have Casa Nolasco, which is our friars located in St. Petersburg, Florida, and they will be doing new ministry work there. So wonderful friars in the United States, but we are located all over the world.
So this this charism of working for people who are in danger of losing their faith is so important yes. in this time and age, and there's such a loss of active faith practice among particularly millennials and the prior generation. And prayerfully, I really want to support the work of the Mercedarian Order. I don't know how we can help other than what we're doing today, but you and I will remain in touch, I'm sure. Excuse me.
Oh, that would be so helpful. And then now from, if you don't mind me just telling you a little bit about the foundation.
Yes, please.
From this religious order, in 2015, after the World Meeting of Families, the friars came together and decided that they felt through the guidance of the Holy Spirit that the Lord was invoking them to start a foundation after one of their saints. And it's called the St. Raymond Onatus Foundation. And the charism is the same. It's for those who are in danger of losing their faith. But our initial mission is an outreach to divorced and separated Catholics, and also remarried annulled Catholics. And the way that we're doing that, if you don't mind me telling you, the two apostolates that we have right now, if anybody's listening, and you have a relative or a friend who's either been separated or going through some, maybe even some counseling and needs some help or wants to speak to a friar, we have two support groups. It's an online support group every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for 1 hour. It's a webinar-like support group where you can do a video call with me and with one and our friars. It's a private group. If you go on my website, .org, NONNATUS.org, you will see a link for online support group for families and individuals affected by divorce. You click on that link and you can join the session. We also have another group. It's every last Thursday of every month, 8 p.m. Eastern time, which I think would be 6 p.m. your time. It is for adult children affected by divorce. Have to be 18 or older. And it's the whole focus of these online support groups are prayer, reflection, sharing in a safe place, guidance by the Catholic Church, attended by Mercedarian friars and myself. And it is completely safe because you have an option to either show your video cam and your face on video, or you can call in and it can be more of an anonymous type thing where we don't know, you know, we don't see your face and you can just join into the call and listen if you don't want to, you know, join in as a physical presence, meaning showing your face and sharing. It's completely up to you, but it's safe. It's a safe place to share and it's a safe place to get support. And we have a wonderful website that has all kinds of links for people who are having issues in marriage or family life too. So I would say go to our website and take a look at the different links that we have for marriage help, family help, and information on natural family planning, information on anti-pornography, because we know that's also something that affects family life greatly. So these are things that you can look at on our website. And I also, Deacon, if I can leave my email address and my cell number, because if anybody's listening and just wants to connect with the foundation, send me an email, please. Let's connect. It's once again, my name is Ann DeSantis. That's A-N-N-E-D-E, capital S-A-N-T-I-S, DeSantis. Cell number is 215-870-9913. That's 215-870-9913. Email address, director.srnf, as in Frank, at gmail.com. Again, director dot, and the four letters stand for the foundation, srnf at gmail.com. That's on the website, too. Nonatus.org, N-O-N-N-A-T-U-S.org. Thank you.
Well, that's a lot, and we are at the end of our time for this. But gosh, what a lot we have packed into this, and I will capture this information and put it on the face page for our show, and we'll do our best to help promote this on an ongoing basis. One of the things that you and I will talk about offline after we're done with our recorded time is getting you some publicity for this to run on our radio station and on our podcast outside of our interview time together. So this has been a great gift, an absolutely great gift. And we will keep you, your ministry, your work for the foundation in our prayers. And in your own way, you're doing what we do. We just put it out there and hope that the Lord will help somebody to find it that needs to hear it. So this is just great.
Thank you so much, Deacon Tom, and to your wife, Dee, and your family. Thank you very much. God bless you. And God bless everyone listening.
We'll keep you in our prayers, Ann. Thanks very much.
Have a nice day.
Welcome to Catholic Vitamins.
I'm glad you waited for me.
Well, I got part of the show done. I was having trouble with my voice yesterday, not a whole lot better today, but I'm glad you're here. And you were at the Phoenix Catholic Women's Conference.
The 9th annual. So, I'm looking forward to next year because it's their 10th anniversary, and they're planning something special.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I miss you. Maggie, our dog, missed you. As you know, when you came home, she jumped all over you.
Oh, she gave me a nice greeting, though.
Yeah, she did.
Made me feel good.
All right. Well, give our listeners an overview of the conference.
Well, the conference always features like four speakers, usually two in the morning, two in the afternoon. And the keynote speaker in the morning was Terry Polakovic.
I think that's
how you say it. Did I say that right?
Yep.
And she was the co-founder, one of the co-founders of Endow, a women's ministry. I don't know if everybody knows about Endow, but it started out as something. They encountered the teachings of St. John Paul II on the nature of women and the new feminism. And the more they learned, the more it called them to a truer and more authentic way of living and leading as women in the world, endowed with unique gifts and their own particular genius. They wanted every woman to know. To come to know it, and that's how this got started.
So there were three women that I remember back in the Denver area, if I recall correctly. I know one of them was Marilyn Coors. Everybody knows the name Coors from the
Coors Beer, the brewery.
Right. And Terry Polakovic was a co-founder, and she was your speaker.
Right. And I recorded a little bit of her talk, not the whole thing, but a little bit of it. There's one part especially I wanted you to hear.
All right. Well, let's thank you for doing that, dear. And just to share a bit of the Catholic Phoenix Women's Conference, let's listen to a little bit of Terry's talk.
So I was living a very secular life. And when I was 30, I met a Catholic man and we married. We used contraception and we had our two children. We wanted our children to be raised Catholic and occasionally we went to church. But it wasn't until I landed a job at the Archdiocese of Denver that I really came to understand what it means to be Catholic.
Well, she said that she was a cultural Catholic, I guess, huh?
Right. And you notice how she said that she got married and they used contraception.
Yes.
And they wanted the children to be raised Catholic, and occasionally they went to church.
yeah, gosh. So much of our society has become like that, and her journey to a more meaningful faith practice came about through her discovery of real Catholicism, which he learned through the Archdiocese of Denver.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to hear that part.
Where you and I spent 4 years going through deacon formation.
She mentioned classes that they took, and she mentioned Sister Prudence Allen. We remember her.
Oh, very much. Well, wonderful nun, teacher of philosophy.
Yes.
Remember how much she enthralled our classes. She was just great. Absolutely great.
So I gave you a couple little snippets of music from that I taped during adoration. So you want to play a little bit?
Yeah, let's listen to a little bit of that. Music that we played was recorded by Dee's phone, and so sorry for a little bit of jostling noise there as it was recorded, but it's lovely to hear that during adoration, isn't it?
Very quiet time.
Well, we have someone who's been a correspondent over the year, I guess a year and a half, 2 years, Sandy Greggs, a lady who lived in Erie, Pennsylvania, and now she's down in, what is it?
South Carolina?
South Carolina or North Carolina? I don't remember. But she is a frustrated writer and communicator and inspirer, still a correspondent once in a while for Catholic Vitamins. And she's put together the first that I'm aware of her burnt offerings. So here's Sandy Gregg's burnt offerings.
If we realize how much God loves us, we would never feel insecure. He wants only the best for us. He is not motivated by human qualities like selfishness and furthering his own status. If we realize how much God loves us, we would never feel alone. His presence is a gift that many of us don't understand, but it is comforting and peaceful. If we realize how much God loves us, we would never feel afraid. Fear implies punishment, but perfect love drives out fear. If we realized how much God loves us, we would never feel inadequate. We are children of the Most High King who blesses us and graces us to be light to a darkened world. If we realized how much God loves us, we would always feel free, not the freedom that our world teaches, but freedom that can only be found in and through Jesus.
So that's from our once in a while correspondent, Sandy Greggs in the Carolinas. And that's the first of her burnt offerings. Thank you for sending that in. And after we listen to a little bit of our featured music for this show, Gretchen Harris, we'll be back.
child of God.
Rim Catholic Radio is proud to bring you Holy Spirit Moments with Phoenix Lay Evangelist Tom Beal.
Hi, I'm Tom Beal. ComeHolyGhost@gmail.com. During our Advent and Christmas seasons, we roll out the word Emmanuel in prayer and in song. Of course, the word Emmanuel means God with us, referring to God's presence among us in the person of Jesus, Messiah and Son of God. How fortunate for the people in Israel 2,000 years ago to have God with them in the flesh. How blessed they were. Yet right after telling them he was about to die, Jesus tells his apostles, "You are sad at heart because I have told you this. Still, I am telling you the truth. It is for your own good that I am going. Because unless I go, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, sent by both the Father and the Son, has been in the Church for 2,000 years. He has been in us since our baptism. He will be with us forever. The Holy Spirit is Emmanuel, God with us today. Most of us know and believe that, but do we live it? How do we live it? That depends on how keenly and persistently we are willing to work on being aware of the Spirit's presence in us. Scripture says that our joy will be complete once we receive the Holy Spirit, and that we will have a peace that passes understanding, a peace that the world can neither give nor take away. Those and other supernatural fruits will manifest because God is truly with us. Some suggestions to start practicing the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. Tell him good morning first thing each day. Converse out loud with him whenever he comes to mind. Get in the habit of praising him for whatever happens in life, good or bad. Pray often in tongues, glossolalia. Each day, remind the Spirit and yourself that he is Emmanuel and you are his beautiful sacred tabernacle. Most of all, enjoy him. How blessed we are to have Jesus with us in the Eucharist and the Holy Spirit, Emmanuel, with us forever. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, Emmanuel, welcome home. My hope is that you will friend me and that we will soon become best friends forever. Let's chat. Amen.
Well, from our local radio station, KPIH, that was the lovely Dee introducing the wonderful Holy Spirit-filled evangelist, Tom Beal. Dear?
Yes.
I had an email from Dr. Ramon from our last show. Why don't you read it? Because my voice is kind of frisky.
He says, "Dear Deacon Tom, I listened to your podcast, and not just my interview. I enjoyed your program. I love the Catholic and Community Dimensions, which run thick through the program you and your wife broadcast. Well, how nice is he? Thank you again for the blessing of being on your program. If you need a theologian to comment on something, my colleagues and I are available to help.
Many thanks. And he is Dr. Ramon Luzariga, a PhD, and he's the assistant professor of theology at Benedictine University in Mesa.
We have a book. This is our last time for offering this book.
This is a giveaway. Let's explain.
That's right, a giveaway. It's free to anybody who wishes to have it. Catholics Come Home, God's Extraordinary Plan for Your Life, written by Tom Peterson of the Catholics Come Home Network.
Yep. So this is one that one of our supporters for Catholic Radio in our community donated to us, and we still have a few copies. This is the last one that we're offering, last week that we're offering this. So send an email to catholicvitamins@gmail.com.
And while you're at it, you can take it in the same email if you want. You can take a guess at what the next vitamin might be. It'll be Catholic Vitamin W, ends in M, five letters.
So, once again, the way this works, send your guess to catholicvitamins@gmail.com, or if it happens that you're local and not using email, knock, knock, come into the current generation, call our studio, 928-363-4144, 928-363-4144.
Leave us a message with your guess and your name and phone number where we can get back to you.
All right. Well, Dee, do you think we are ready to wrap up this show?
I think we're running out of time.
All right. Well, thank you for coming to this part of Catholic Vitamins, Dee. I'm so glad you were back.
Well, I'm glad I was able to get in on the last part.
Yeah. And as always, Dee recommends that you attend the Phoenix Catholic Women's Conference. And I will be planning to attend the Franciscan University Priest and Deacon Conference in the summer. All right, that's enough for my voice for today. Blessings, everyone.
Bye.
From A to Z, Catholic Vitamins. Don't enter the race without them. See you next time.
This is Deacon Tom. Blessings.